Boker Tov, we continue on with our discussion about the specific halachot of Kriyat HaMegillah in the different times, and commenting, we're on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph near the bottom, commenting on the fact that the villagers can move their reading up ahead to the market day. The Gemara says as follows, So in this first formulation of Rabbi Chanina's explanation, he says that the Chachamim permitted, and this, by the way, seems to be problematic in light of the first sugya, which insisted that all 5 days were in the Megillah, but Chachamim were lenient regarding the villagers to allow them to come in on market day so that they would be able to provide food for the people in the cities. What that seems to imply is, that implies that the purpose of this is for the benefit of the city folks, not for the benefit of the villagers. After all, the Mishnah said that if the 14th is on Monday, then the villagers read that day, which defeats helping out the people in the cities. If really it's for the benefit of the people in these cities, then they should go back to Thursday beforehand, and they'll come in then, and then on Monday they'll be able to come in and provide the food. So the answer is Havulahu Asara. If we go from Thursday back to Monday back to Thursday, then it's the 10th of Adar. Asara lo tkinu rabbanan. As far back as the 10th is not in the Takana, as we saw in the opening sugya, that the most we can go back is to the 11th. So Toshma Chaliot Bachamishik Vayarok Dolot Korim Vayom. After all, if the 14th falls out on Thursday, the villagers read on that day. They should go back to Monday, which is the 11th, and the 11th is acceptable. So the answer is, we don't push back from one market day back to another market day. In other words, we've sort of defeated the challenge here by saying that once the 14th falls out on a market day, we're not going to push the Megillah off to another market day. So Toshma Amar Biura Imatab Makom Shinchazim Shani Vuchamishi. In the next Mishnah, which we'll see tomorrow Mitzvah Shem, Biura says that the ruling of the leniency of reading early is only in places where market day is Monday and Thursday. Makom Shinchazim Shani Vuchamishi, but if they don't have market day on Monday and Thursday, they have it on some other day or they don't have set days, then in Korean Talib is Mana. There is no Takana, you read it on the 14th. But if you think the entire takana was for the benefit of the city folks, just because they don't have market day on Monday and Thursday, the city folks should lose? So we have to fix Rabbi Chanina's original wording. It's not in order that they should provide. In other words, it is for the benefit of the city. It is a reward to the villagers who provide the food to the people in the cities, so we are lenient with them. In other words, it's for the benefit of the villagers. Good. The Mishnah then started going through the calendar, as we pointed out in the PDF file, the chart. Now notice that the Mishnah started out by saying you could read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, which means it went in sequence of days of the month. And then it moved around to saying if the 14th falls on a Monday, and then it went through the days of the week. So now, why in the beginning did they go through, use the sequence of the days of the month, and here they went through the sequence of the days of the week? The answer is, since if you would follow the days of the month in the Seifa, you'd keep going backwards and forwards. As for example, if you were to say, okay, well, the 11th comes out if market days on the, if the 14th falls out on a Sunday and the market day is on a Thursday. How does the 12th happen? So you would go into all sorts of different directions and the Tana would then have a harder time memorizing it. Good. Chali Oper of Shabbat. Now this on the chart, I noted, both of these, halachot with, asterisks because they are subject to dispute. We'll see. Chaliyot Be'er of Shabbat. If the 14th is on Friday, the halacha, as stated in the Mishnah, was that everybody reads on Friday except the villagers read on Thursday, meaning the walled cities and the unwalled cities read on Friday. Good. Now, Ma'nitin Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? E Rabbi Yossi. It could be Rabbi. It could be Rabbi Yossi. My Rabbi. Which statement of Rabbi are we referring to? The Tanya, we have a Braita. Chaliyot of Shabbat, if the 14th is on Friday. Kfarim vayarok dolot matimin liyom haknisa. The villagers and the cities go back to Thursday. Umukafot choma korim balbayom. Tanakama says that the walled cities read on Friday, which is the 14th, and the villagers and the towns read on Thursday, which is the 13th. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani lo yidachu ayarot mimkoman. Rebbe says, my claim is that the towns should not be moved from their regular day, right? Ella elu ve'elu korim balbayom. Exactly as our Mishnah says, that the walled cities and the unwalled cities read on Friday and the villages on Thursday. Now, my Tama the Tanakama, why does the Tanakama say, unlike our Mishnah, that the unwalled cities get pushed back to Thursday? Dichtiv b'chol shana v'shana. Alright, this is the pasuk that's on the handout, the only pasuk. V'kayem aleihem liyot osim et yom ha'ba'asa l'chodesh adar v'yom chamishar sabo b'chol shana v'shana. To fulfill the days of Purim, the 14th and the 15th of Adar, every year. What does every year mean? That every year should be the same. That's the halachic understanding of that phrase. Ma kol shana v'shana ayarod kodmot l'mukafin. So the Tanakama says, just like every year, in a regular year, the unwalled cities are before the walled cities. Afkan ayarod kodmot l'mukafin. So here you have to have the same thing. So if the mukafin get moved up to the 14th, the unwalled cities have to get moved up to the 13th, so that you have 2 days in a row of ayarot and the mukafin. Why don't I say the opposite way? Just like every year, on a normal year, the unwalled cities don't get pushed off of their day. So the same thing today should be that the unwalled cities maintain their day. So the Tanakhama says, ideally, I would like to have it be consistent with every year in every which way, where it's just that I have unwalled cities and the next day I have walled cities. And that the unwalled cities remain on the 14th, but I can't accomplish both. So I prefer to have the sequence of unwalled then walled, and rather than to keep the unwalled cities on the 14th. Now, Rebbe takes the opposite position. My time, b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana in ayarot nidachim mimekoman. Just like every year, the unwalled cities maintain the 14th. Afkan lo yidachu ayarot mimekoman. Similarly here, so they stay on Friday. Why don't we use Tanakama's argument? So because again, you can't accomplish both. So in other words, Rebbe and Tanakama agree that ideally we would have things the way they normally are. You cannot have things the way they normally are. One, something's got to give. So what gives? Either we give up the sequential nature of one day and then the next, unwalled and then walled, or we give up the 14th as the day of the unwalled. So Rebbe prefers to give up the sequence, and Tanakhama prefers to give up the 14th. Now, that's Rebbe. We also said Rabbi Yossi could be the author of our Mishnah. My Rabbi Yossi, which statement of Rabbi Yossi? Tanya chal yop erev Shabbat. We have a bright that says that if the 14th is on Friday, mukafinu kfarim maktimin yom akrisa. Now, this is strange. Strange from what we're used to, is that the walled cities and the villages go back to Thursday. And the unwalled cities read on Friday. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Mukafin Kodmin Layarot. He says you can't have the walled cities read before the unwalled cities. Ela Eilu Vailu Korin Babayom. Everybody reads on Friday except the villagers on Thursday, like our Mishnah. So now, unlike the previous Braita, the opposite position of our Mishnah was that the walled cities are not going to read on Friday with the unwalled, but they're going to read on Thursday with the villagers. So my time in the Tanakama, Dechti B'chol Shana V'Shana. Same argument. It's a little bit defter, which is just like every year. The unwalled cities are on the 14th, and they do not have the same day as the Mukafin. And as I'm not putting my emphasis on which comes before which, just that they have different days. So the same thing here. The Ayarot are on the 14th, and they have a different day than the walled cities. Whether that different day is the 15th or the 13th, evidently is less significant. Why don't I try this position? Just like every year, the walled cities do not precede the unwalled cities. Say the same thing here. Same argument, which is, In all ideal, in an ideal situation, I would do that, but I don't have that ideal possibility here. Something's got to give. So what gives is the mukafin coming, not preceding the Erot. That, so this year it'll precede him. That's Tanakama. Now, my time at Rabbi Yossi, we're going to have the same argument we had with Rebbe. Chol Shana V'Shana, Ma Chol Shana V'Shana in Mukafin Kodmin La'Yarot, just like every year, the walled cities do not precede the unwalled cities. Afkan in Mukafin Kodmin La'Yarot, same thing here. Ay, Ve'ema, V'Chol Shana V'Shana, Ma Chol Shana V'Shana, Mazmano Shel Zeh, Lo Zmano Shel Zeh. Afkan, Zmano Shel Zeh, Lo Zmano Shel Zeh. Why don't I say, just like every year they have different days, so that should be the same thing here, and don't read together on Friday. Shani Yachar Lo Afshar. Good. All right, so that's two possible authors of our Mishnah, Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi, who both are recorded as arguing that in a case where the 14th is on Shabbat, everybody except the villagers reads on Friday. Unlike their opposite numbers that either said that it goes unwalled on Thursday, walled on Friday, or the opposite of that. Now, the Safar Rebbe Ayarot Lo Dachinam Liyom HaKnisa. Wait, Rebbe says in our first Braita, Rebbe seemed to be insistent that the walled cities stay on the 14th. We never push the walled cities back to a market day. V'hatanya chaliyot b'Shabbat, if the 14th is on Shabbat, kfarin makdimin liyom haknisa, v'ayarot gdolot korin be'erv Shabbat, u'mukafot chama l'machar. Right? The Braita says that if the 14th is on Shabbat, the villagers read on Thursday, the ayarot read on Friday, which is the 13th, and the mukafot chama read on the 15th, which is Sunday. Rebbe Omer ani ho'el v'nidchu ayarot mikoma, yidachu liyom haknisa. Rebbe says, you know what, as long as you're going to move the ayarot away from the 14th is impossible, it's Shabbat. So therefore, since you're reading on the 13th, push it back to market day, the 12th. Right? So, hachi hashta, so is this really a challenge? Hatam is manam Shabbati. In that case, the real time is on Shabbat. V'ho'el v'nidchu, we can't read the Megillah on Shabbat, which we're going to get to in a moment. Why? Yidachu. So since, so Rebbe's thinking is, once I'm already not reading it on the right day, so I'll push it off. Hachas manayim yav Shabbat. But in our case that we're dealing with, which is when the 14th is on Friday, the real day is Friday. Right? So therefore there's no reason to push it off. So Rebbe, you're right, will agree that it's possible for the unwalled cities to be pushed back to market day, but that's if they're already not going to read it on the right day. Now, come on, as lahadam Rabbi Chelba or Ravuna, Purim shachaliyot b'Shabbat akon dachin liyom haknisa. You have a statement from Ravuna that says that if the 14th is on Shabbat, everybody goes back to Thursday. Hakon dachin zalgadaitach. Certainly, not everybody's pushed back to Thursday. Vayikam mukafin david l'machar. After all, the walled cities are going to read on Sunday. They have no reason to do any other day. Alakol anidchei idachel liyom haknisa. Meaning that if the 14th is on Shabbat, anybody gets pushed back is going to be pushed back to Thursday, which means nobody's going to read on Friday. Come on, who's that follow? Karabi, like Rabbi that we just saw. Good, now we get to the nut of this, which is this whole discussion revolves around the problem of reading Megillah on Shabbat. The Chuliyahu Miyah Megillah v'Shabbat lo Karinan. Everybody agrees we don't read Megillah on Shabbat. The only question is how to dance around it. In other words, if the 14th is on Shabbat, so do we read on the 13th, read on the 12th, market day, etc. My Tama, what's the reason we don't read Megillah on Shabbat? Amarava kol chayavim mikriat Megillah uftkiat shofar. Interesting, he includes shofar in here. Everybody's chayav in Megillah. Ve'ein hakol b'kin mikra Megillah. Not everybody's an expert in Megillah, but since everybody's chayav in Megillah, gzeirah shem yitlana biyado, the gzeirah is that you might take the Megillah in your hands. Ve'ilech etzel b'kin l'mod. You're going to take it to an expert to show you how to read it. Ve'avirana arba mod pishut arabim. And you'll end up carrying it in the public domain, going to this expert's house. Vayinu tamei d'shofar, vayinu tamei d'lulav. The same reason for shofar, same reason for the lulav, which we have discussed in Masechet Rosh Hashanah and Masechet Sukkah, respectively. Now, that's reason number one that Rabbah gives of why we don't read Megillah on Shabbat. Rav Yosef gives a different explanation. Meisha inehem shal aniim nesuot mikra Megillah. The aniim are anticipating mikra Megillah. When they hear that the Megillah is being read, they anticipate getting matanot levyonim. And if we read Megillah on Shabbat, we can't give matanot levyonim, we can't give tzedakah, so that the aniim will be crestfallen. Tanya Namihachi, we have the following bright. Even though we said that the kfarim go back to the market day, govin bo bayom, machalkin bo bayom. We collect matanot levyonim and we divide them up on that day, meaning the early day. So it means that something of the wording is a little bit strange. Afal pisha amru, It's not in spite of the fact that they read early. It's because they read early. In other words, why are we giving matanot levanim on the 13th or 12th or 11th? Because they read Megillah then. Since they said that we read on the market day, therefore we collect and give out matanot levanim on that day. The anim anticipate mikra megillah as the hint that they're going to get matanot levanim. Simcha, which includes both the suuda and also includes mishloach manot, only applies on the proper time. So that means that if you were a villager and were reading on the 11th, that's the day that we would give matanot levyonim. But on the 14th, back in the village, is when we'd have the party and the mishloach manot. Amarav, last piece of this morning's shir, Megillah bizmana korinota filu biyachid. You don't need a minyan to read the Megillah if it's on the proper time, meaning the 14th. Shelo bizmana ba'asara. But if it's on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, you need a minyan. Ravasi amar ben bizmana ben shelo bizmana ba'asara. Ravasi said you always need a minyan for Megillah, ostensibly because of the issue of Pirsume Nisa. We have to publicize the miracle. Have uvda v'chashtali the Rav lahad Ravasi. So Rav himself, who maintained that you didn't need a minyan, was careful to assemble a minyan, according to Ravasi's opinion, even though it was on the 14th. Now, we have our Rav Hachi, since when did Rav say that you need a minyan? Shalobi's mano, Rav Yehuda Beredu Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat Mishmei de Rav, Purim Shachal Yopa Shabbat, Erev Shabbat Zmanam. If Purim falls on Shabbat, then Erev Shabbat is the Zman of Purim. Erev Shabbat Zmanam, a Shabbat Zmanam. What do you mean Erev Shabbat's the Zman? The Zman is Shabbat. You're just not going to read on Shabbat. Avhachikamar, this is what he meant. Shalobi's manam kiz manam. Meaning we read on Friday like we would read on Shabbos. In other words, we read Shalobi's manam as we would read bizmanam. Maz manam afilu biyachid, just like Rab said, if you're reading on the 14th, you don't need a minyan. Av shalobi's manam afilu biyachid. Similarly, if you're reading Shalobi's manam, like early, 11th, 12th, 13th, then you don't need a minyan. So it seems that Rav is now taking a diametric position to Ravasi and saying you never need a minyan even when reading early, because he equates shalobi zmanam to zmanam. So look, l'inyan mikra megillah basara, right? We're not talking about that. Elamai erev Shabbat zmanam lafuki mina Rebbe. What he was saying, erev Shabbat zmanam, he's simply opposing Rebbe's position, who said that once we're going, with the 14th is on Shabbat, once we're going to push the unwalled cities off to Friday, we'll push them back to Thursday. So Rav is saying, no, the proper time to read it is really on Friday. Erev Shabbat is Zmanam. Good. So, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up at the Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We have a long piece to do tomorrow, which will involve some interesting geographic and toponym identifications in the Galil. And we will move ahead in our study of Masechet Megillah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.